Blog Talk Radio.
If people don't like you, if you're being yourself, fuck them. Let me tell you something. I used to go with a girl when I was about your age. I tried to please her peppy all the time. Went out my way to please her peppy. I come in one day, I said, nice weather we have. I said, you can't say that. You can't say that. It might rain. I said, nice tie you got on. I said, you can't say that. My wife tried to choke me with it. Point I'm trying to tell you, son, is be yourself. People don't like you to be yourself, fuck them. Fuck them up against the wall. Wear handcuffs on with crazy glue on their lips. That's all you do.
Words to live by.
Live by them, son.
Okay.
You see a man's face, but you don't see his heart. You see a man's face, but you don't know his heart.
By going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBlockReport. And you can find me, your host, TafariXL, on Instagram at TafariXL and on Twitter at TafariXL. Don't forget as well, I have my page up on ReverbNation.com/TafariXL. And you can go there and sign up with the mailing list. We want you to sign up with the mailing list so you can be in tune with us as far as musically and what's going on with the music that I'm doing and that I currently have out now. And also be in tune with my upcoming appearances and performances. As I was talking about, the call-in number is 929-477-3093. The phone lines are wide open, so call up, call in, and let's get the conversation going. Today is the Friday wrap-up with Safari XL. I have a couple things I want to talk about as far as this kind of, mentality or kind of, that I see that is developing, that has kind of gotten to be a little bit, way bit out of hand. and that's all the hating and complaining that people are doing nowadays. It's just a lot of hating and complaining. The other thing we're going to talk about, of course, is some trending topics. As I said, the caller number is 929-477-3093, 929-477-3093. So call in, call up, and we can chop it up on the air and get right to it and deal with what the situation is, whatever that you have, a question, thoughts, and things you may have on your mind. And of course, I'm going to do some trending topics today. I'm going to read just a few, you know, just do a few of that, and then we're going to get into our thing. Also, I will be, if you don't know, there's going to be an event called, if you don't know, now you know, like my dude Biggie used to say, as they say, rest in peace. So, rest in power. So, the thing is, this is that in New York on June 21st, there will be an event called Make Music New York, but it's not going to be in one location. It's like all across the city, in all five boroughs, they'll be holding these different events, and you'll have different types of music and artists performing. You have some venues where it'll be concentrated mostly on hip-hop and that type of music, along those lines, that genre, and then other venues where they want more like world or classical or rock or whatever type of genre of music that they want to deal with. So on Tuesday, June 21st, I have two performances where I will be at. And if you go to my ReverbNation.com page, you'll see it up there. And I believe as well, if you go to my Facebook page, I never really promote the Facebook page, so... No, I also have it on the Instagram, so you can find it on the Instagram and Twitter page. Excuse me. So if you go to @TafariXL on Instagram or on Twitter, you should see the picture or the link. If you go to Instagram, you'll see the picture for it. And if you go to Twitter, you'll see the link. And if you go to the ReverbNation.com page, you'll see the link and the picture for the day of June 21st, 2016, the performance. And I'll be performing. I have two performances. It says three, but the first one is at 11 a.m. and I might not make that one. So by next week, around this time, I'll know for sure and let everyone know. But definitely, the other two, I definitely plan to be there. That should be a go. That's going to be one in Harlem on 145th Street and St. Nicholas Park, right above the train station. So all my people in Harlem and in Queens and Brooklyn, come out, see me. I'll be out there with my dude. Hold on, I'll be out there with my dude. Let me tell y'all, matter of fact, because as I'm telling y'all about this, I want to tell y'all who and who we with and what's going to be. St. Nicholas Park on top of the train station. And it's where my dude's supposed to be, with my dude LaRue Marlowe and his organization, and I'll be out there performing. So bring the family, bring the kids and everything, because it's, you know, it's a family oriented type of show and situation. So it's not, you know, it won't be any wild, shouldn't be any, don't expect any wild gun talk or cursing or anything like that. They already told me they don't want anything with cursing, so everything should be on the level for us, so as far as all the whole family to be able to enjoy it. Also, I'll be there about 5:30, so come out there and check it out. And also, I will be at Life Camp in Queens, New York, in Jamaica, Queens, and I'll be out there about 7:30, I believe the performance time. Let me look at the joint again. Let me look at it real quick, y'all, because I'm getting hit up on all of this social media, and I'm trying to be in touch with everything. Right, and the events are wheelchair accessible. So the only thing with the one on at St. Nicholas Park, I believe if there's any rain, hopefully there's no rain, but if there's any rain, then it may get washed out. then it's going to be canceled. But let's keep our hopes up that there will be no rain. The one in Jamaica, Queens is on 111 and Sutphin Boulevard in Jamaica, and I'll be out there at 7 p.m. That's performance time. I'll probably be out there a little bit before then, but that'll be the performance time, 7 p.m. And out in Harlem, performance time is at 5, between 5 and 5:30. So come out there, support independent artists, support music, support me, support Good Cause Life Camp. If you don't know, they are an organization that is about preventing violence and keeping the violence down in the community. So as well with them, it won't be any wild, crazy gun talk, and it's going to be more family oriented, I believe, as well. So come out, support, and have a good time and good vibes and all of that. So let's get into it. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. When you call up, push 1 if you want to make a question, if you want to pose a question, or if you want to make a comment and you want to be heard on the air, and I'll bring you in live, and then we can go ahead and we can chop it up and bring it to that. Well, now that I got all of that out of the way, what we're going to do, we're going to just take a quick musical break, and then I'm going to go in, and then I'll go into some of the trending topics and stuff that's going on, and we'll deal with all of that. And hold on, I think I got my crazy cousin on the line. Let me hear what he's got to say.
Your thoughts ain't my thoughts. Bitch, I'm flowing straight from the survival scroll. Cut that bitch off.
Shit is happening all over. It's like people done run amok. Shit is all fucked up. He's getting murdered left and right, ain't nobody stopping it, yo. No matter where you go, it's still the same old. Kids on the street, some that ran away from home. Fiends, drug dealers, pimps, and renegade hoes. Drug prices rise when there's a drought on dope. People in the streets just looking for a pick. Some young girl in a parlor or outside turning tricks. Dudes plotting on a dope house, trying to catch a lick. The agent police line, trying to make the charges stick. Or dealers hit in the streets, fresh from the pen. From a whole tour, laundry list of dead friends. From young and out, trying to get a rap as a gunner. Another rapper claiming to capture the summer. Yo, it's the same, from Cleveland to Ferguson. No indictment, a true bill, but the verdict's in. From Chi-Town to Compton and Oakland, you know what it is. Our community's been broken.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them fronting. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them fronting. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap,
pumping on your block.
It's been said it's nothing new that's under the sun. Another mother mourning her child. Murderous police out of control, teaching inner city residents. Every day another slaying of unarmed black men. 50% unemployment and poverty's got them locked in. While billionaires is profiting, our girls fill their bodies with silicone and collagen. No cure for cancer, but pharmaceuticals is prospering. Power structures are scared of you in the streets. They don't want you awoke, they want you to stay asleep. The game is rigged for cowards, liars, and cheats to win. You get a longer sentence based on the color of your skin. Martin Shkreli bought the drug Jared Prim. They raised the price by over 5,000%. Saving lives is not the mission, but how much cash that you stashing in your saving? Now that's capitalism.
New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them fronting. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them fronting. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit,
pumping on your block.
How much have you invested in time bitching and bickering over bullshit and nothing that's progressive or obsessing over paper and material possessions? I know I'm supposed to entertain, I ask serious questions. Most of the shit you see in the media is so depressing. Even with a black president, it's game over suppression. They say the game never changes, just the players. So I plan to play so well that they'll never play us. From my heart to God's ears, I swear these years it's been more clear. Mothers shed more tears. We in global warfare. Is there love? Sorry, son, there ain't no love here. Love done packed up and moved away to Mars. So I be sitting at you like I was the Wizard of Oz. With these out of this world bars and a flurry of metaphors. So far, I got the game covered like a blizzard, y'all.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on. Pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Chicago, Illinois.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
South Carolina.
Pumping on your block.
Yeah, city after city, state after state, body after body, and we still see no justice.
All right, Block Report with Tafara XL. And that was my single, one of my joints. Actually, it's not a single yet, but it's one of my songs on the Manifestation tape, and it's called In New York. And speaking on a lot of different things, well, I don't want to get into the politics yet. I wanted to jump into some entertainment news. The call-in number, let me just shout that out. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. Calling number is 929-477-3093. And where is it? All right, here we are. So I seen some things going on as far as entertainment-wise. Oh, tonight as well, the Golden State Warriors and the Cavs, they'll be playing Game 4 in Cleveland. So don't forget that. That was really a surprise for LeBron and them to come back and blow out and serve Golden State that blowout. Let me get my flowing music on, and then we'll get into all this stuff I want to talk about here. All right. Here we go. All right, I see we have some Eminem news. Eminem rapper partners with new online auction company StockX. The rapper teamed up with Cleveland Cavaliers majority owner Dan Gilbert in the Detroit-based auction business. Eminem will offer shoes from his personal collection on StockX. So it's an auction site. Okay. Let's see, who else we got? Mac Miller. Rostrum Records releases video of Donald Trump rapping song, Donald Trump. Miller released, so I guess Mac Miller did a song called Donald Trump. I didn't know that, so I'm getting hip to this stuff. And they have a video of him rapping the song. Let's see. Miller releases the single from his mixtape, Best Day Ever, on March 3rd. What? I think they can't be correct. Rostrum Records, to which he was signed, published the video Wednesday to honor release of the album's remastered edition. Okay, so I guess this came out before, and they did a reissue or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Let me see. What is this about? This is this chick. Let's see. This is all they had? I swore they had, like, a list of this. There's a whole bunch of other stuff I got that's going on, but let me see. See more. There it goes. If you don't know the memorial service, I think the memorial service was yesterday in Louisville, Kentucky, for Muhammad Ali. Let's see. Late boxer's funeral procession begins ahead of memorial service in Kentucky. A private service was held Thursday. Will Smith, Lennox Lewis, and Mike Tyson are among the pallbearers. Private burial will take place on Friday. Okay. What else we got? What else we got here? I seen something here. Okay, did y'all know? Did any of y'all, have any of y'all known or seen about what is it called? The new group between Public Enemy and Rage Against the Machine. They were performing. I think it was like just a couple of days ago. They were performing. They did a performance in Brooklyn. And so check that out. Look for that. They're doing their thing. There's also a concert series including Ice-T, Mobb Deep, and a whole bunch of different acts called The Art of Rap. And they're doing performances in different cities all over and such and whatnot. So look out for that. And we also have, remember I brought up the Troy Ave story about a week ago or so, or maybe more, I don't remember, but he's been currently indicted, which, you know, an indictment is a big thing, but it's not a big thing because the thing is, once you get charged with anything, the prosecutor's going to usually have you indicted anyway. So that, you know, is not the end all be all, but it just is just the beginning of the road ahead. And Bobby Shmurda is still waiting for his trial to get popping, apparently. And so that's what's going on with the rap news and all of that stuff. But anyway, what I want to talk about with y'all today is several things. I want to get into what is, so that's basically our Friday wrap up. But as far as what's going on, trending, pop culture, and that type of stuff that I have right now for y'all. But what I want to talk about is this whole notion of, or this whole kind of sentiment which people, where they are, basically, there's just so much hating and complaining that I see that's going on. And it's like, you know, which, this kind, to me, it's a sort of sign of weakness. And it's like, for instance, you know, I'll put it like this. It's like, you know, some people hate and complain or whatever. They hate, you know what I'm saying? They're hating. It's different, like, it's a hating, like, you know, what I'm saying is people who do, like, trolling or hating on others, and they try to build a following or get paid off of doing that type of stuff. Or even if they don't get paid, but the worst ones is the ones that were, like, they're kind of paid to troll other people or hate on other people. It's like, that's how you chose to eat, you know what I'm saying, or to get yourself to eat. I don't really think that's cool. I don't really like that. But then now you have a whole, but the thing is that people like that, they're paid to do that, and then they're given a platform. So now they're given this platform and for them to operate in that way, and then it affects, and then you have other people, and the people who are listening to them, who are listening to them on this platform, they take on the same kind of thinking and the same kind of mentality. So they're sitting there all day, they're hating and complaining on other shit and other people. So it's like, you know, for one, a lot of the times a person hate because they can't do what they see you're doing. You know, it's like, for instance, people always trying to tell you, but let me put it like this. Somebody might say that, oh, you can't do it, it can't be done. They're telling you that because they didn't have it in them to do it. And they don't want to see you do it because it's just going to reinforce how weak they are. They don't want you to show strength. And then, because it's going to reinforce how weak they are. So they'll tell you that you can't do it or it can't be done. You see? And the thing is, you got to remember is that there's always going to be somebody that's better than you. So you have some people who, they don't want you to open that door to your mind and to yourself that will show you that you are better than them. So what they try to do is they try to tell you that you can't or you're not able to. Everything is negative. They want to limit you on a certain level. And what you'll find too is when you go and you stand up for yourself and say, and you're standing up for yourself and for what you want and believe out of life, you have those that will try to stand in the way of that, and they'll try to argue you down to make you believe whatever the hell they're trying to make you believe. But what they're really trying to do is they're really trying to protect their so-called position, which they think they have. They're trying to protect that by not allowing you to actually open up to your true potential and strength and power. So you got to watch out for this type of stuff. I'm trying to tell you, it gets really deep. Now, listen, my whole thing is that, you know what I'm saying, nobody can stop you from doing what you want to do. You know, and nobody, and you shouldn't let anyone stop you from doing what you want to do. But you got to understand, to me, it's a good thing if you can understand the psychology behind why people do what they do and why they hate and why they do the shit that they do. So if you can have a good work and knowledge of the psychology of why they do it and why they think the way that they think and act the way that they act, then you can now prepare yourself and have yourself prepared to go ahead and actually overcome combat and not allow that to distract you, and for you to then now return to your proper situation, remain in a steady, directed focus so that you can take yourself to where you know you want to go and where you want to be. So, and whatever level of success that is that you're seeking. So, that's the whole thing with that. But we're going to continue some more with that, but the caller number is 929-477-3093. But I'm going to go into a quick music break for us to go into the change into the last 15 minutes of the show. We're going to continue more about stop the hating and the complaining. All right? And 929-477-3093. All right, we into the overtime right now, last 15 minutes of the show, and we're getting into it. We're going to return back into what I was talking about, and that is, you know, stop the hating and complaining. A lot of people, they're saying, you know, so, like, you know, as I said, I was talking about the people who they build an industry or a following by hating on others, and you know, that's how they choose to make their living. But the thing is that what you got to understand, somebody's willing to pay them to do that. Somebody's willing to give them the platform to do that. So that person, you got to understand, these people are not really contributing anything. The ones that are trolling and doing that type of stuff and spreading their hate and complaining, they're not contributing anything. Now, that's, now if you, the whole thing is, if that's, but if there's an audience for it, and that's what people want to take their time to listen to, then, hey, I'm, you know, what can I say? You have an audience. But the thing is that the, what I'm saying is that there's an effect that it has on these, on the audience. And then what you see generally what's going on, especially on social media. Social media has made it, has blown up this situation to allow people to have these types of platforms where everybody just gets on there and becomes a big old hater and a big old whiner. And they just whine and complain. And, you know, nothing original comes out of them, you know. And they just say what they heard somebody else say. A lot of he say, she say. And what I'm saying is just building a whole entire generation of weak people, weak-minded type of people in that sense. And weak-minded, and in some cases, troublemakers. And you got to be aware of that, because those folks don't last very long. They're not going to last very long. And when situation arises and occurs and approaches them, I'm telling you, it's not going to be pretty. But, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to be careful with what you're doing out there. And you know, and stop the complaining, because people complaining and they're pointing fingers to other people. This one is keeping me down. This one is holding it up. This one is their fault. It's like I was having a conversation with a young man, and I said, well, you know, you gotta build this and build that or whatever. And he kept saying to me, well, if you build it, you know, then you know, the big boys, the big corporations, or the white folks, whoever, you know what I'm saying, they're gonna come and they're gonna buy you up, and then it's gonna be whatever. So, but the whole thing is, you can't be afraid of, you can't say, well, I'm not going to do something because somebody might come down and come around one day to try to co-opt or take over or tear down your shit. You can't say, I'm not going to do it because I'm scared somebody's going to try to take over what I fought and grinded for to build. So you got to understand that that's a defeatist type of mentality automatically. So it's good to know that these situations are out there and can occur, but it's not good for you to say, well, I'm not going to do it because this may happen. You know, you're talking about what could be, and you know what I'm saying? You got to work on what is and what is now and deal with that. So, you know, another thing is that, you know, a lot, as I said, with originality, and this is will probably turn out to be a two-part show, and I'll break it down a little bit more what I'm saying, but there's also a thing where there's a group mentality where you have people that they want to be affiliated with a particular group. You know, they want to be affiliated with men or people of power or a certain kind of distinction. And you have to be aware, what they do is they study those men's moves and their language, and then they just use that language that those men use, and, you know, and they study it, and then they just use it back with them, and then now this is the way that they ingratiate themselves with these groups. But those people are really generally not usually like that. And the thing is, the thing is that there's a whole thing where you let them speak. If you let them speak more, or you catch them into more of a so private setting or something, that you'll find out, you will hear the cracks in their facade. And you know what I'm saying? And so what it is sort of a fake sense of identity and confidence in order to be associated and affiliated with certain groups or members of society. And my whole thing is like, I don't have to say I'm a part of any sort of group or I'm affiliated with any sort of group or whatever, however it is, or I'm on this level or that level or whatever. I don't have to associate or affiliate myself in that way. The thing is that the way that I know that I know where I'm at on my own, but it's reinforced by the recognition that I get from other members of the society. So I know where I'm at, but what I know is reinforced. I don't have to reinforce it myself to try to throw myself in the group and then for them, because, you know, if you try to, you know, the thing is people can go ahead and put you on Front Street after that, and they'll be like, man, you ain't like that, man, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they may or may not want to do that because, you know, but they could be thinking it. So, you know, it's just that. But like I said, people got to stop the hating and stop the complaining. And if you ever notice, a hater is a complainer. They're the same person a lot of the times. And a complainer is a hater. You know, it's different. Like, you know, I'm sure when I say hating, and what I'm saying is hating is that you get up and then you just go ahead and you don't have anything positive or anything to say, anything positive or a positive thing to say about someone else. You know what I'm saying? Now, some people may, as I said, they build the industry and a following on that because they know that people out there, they love that type of shit. They soak that kind of shit up, and that's how they eat. Whatever, that's their choice, and they're catering to an audience. So, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is the thing is that you have to, everybody can't go out there and do that, you know? Everybody can't go out there and do that, and you got to beware of the consequences of being that type of a person, because now, you know, and also understand that that's not contributing anything to anyone except to feed your ego or to feed the other negative energy that is out there. So that's my whole thing with that anyway, but we're about to get out of here. We got like a few minutes to go. But I just want to remind you guys that June 21st, 2016, I will be at, for the Make Music New York event, I will be in Harlem on 145th Street. Is it on 145th? Well, I know the. Oh, no. It's 135th and St. Nicholas Avenue. St. Nicholas Park on top of the train station. With LaRue Marlowe. And I forget. I can't. Let me try to see if I can find this brother's organization. So I can at least shout the organization out while I'm on the air. I forgot what it was called. I know it was something in conjunction with his name, but man, what is it? All right, I can't find it right now. I can't really find it right now. But yeah, so it's going to be June 21st, 2016, 135th Street, St. Nicholas Avenue, in Harlem. I'll be there from 5 to 5:30. And then you can find me in Queens, Jamaica, Queens, from 7 to 7:30. I'll be on 111 and Sutton Boulevard with Life Camp, and I'll be performing at these two venues, and we'll be doing our thing. Also, remember, you can find me on you can find me on Instagram at TafariXL and Twitter at TafariXL. And also on Reverb Nation. Go there, reverbnation.com/TafariXL. Sign up with the mailing list. Get in tune. Stay tuned in with us. The Block Report has its own Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBlockReport. And I'm going to go out with this one, go out with this song, and I'll holler at y'all later. All right? Enjoy it.
Nothing can take.